high water sirens in Venice, Italy, where historic flooding has caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage and at least two deaths. Tourists and residents are sloshing through knee-deep water. One man was seen swimming laps in front of the famous St. Mark's Basilica, which the mayor of Venice said has suffered grave damage. Now, flooding is routine in Venice, which is laced with canals and built on land that is sinking. But at more than 6 feet, this is the second highest water level since official records began in 1923. The mayor of Venice blamed climate change, saying the impact was huge and would leave a permanent mark on the city. The tide will remain high for several more days. Another story we're watching. This month, the person who dresses Queen Elizabeth II revealed that the Queen has stopped wearing real fur and will use fake fur to keep warm. A spokesman for Buckingham Palace confirmed the news last week. The Queen's decision to go fur-free comes on the heels of California becoming the first U.S. state to ban the sale of animal fur products last month. Governor Gavin Newsom signed a measure that will prohibit the trapping of native animals, including gray fox, coyote, and beaver, along with the sale of their pelts. We're joined now as part of our series of conversations with leaders called View from the Top by Kitty Block, the president and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
Well, first of all, what do you make of the fact that the Queen has decided to go fur-free after all these decades on the throne?
I think she understands what the people in Britain want. And what they want is a society without fur. Actually, the United Kingdom banned fur farming in 2000. So she's just has her ear to the ground, and she knows they want to change.
And what about California? This is going to be the first state in the country to ban the sale of fur products. This law is going to go into effect in a few years. But the fact that it's the first state means that there are 49 other states where you can still sell fur.
Absolutely. It is the first state, but it's an incredibly important state. That follows, there was a ban in San Francisco and a ban in L.A. And yes, it's one of 49 states, but it's only a matter of time now. The writing's on the wall for the end of fur.
How hard was it to get California to pass this law?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of people in that state who care about this issue, who care about animals. And a lot of work was being done. I mean, it was hard, but it was not an incredibly challenging lift. We're really at a tipping point on this issue. The consumers are so much more aware now of what they eat, what they wear, and they don't want to wear fur.
Well, and what's the case that you make? What is the problem with fur, with selling fur and with getting the fur to the product that it ends up being sold as?
Well, it's incredibly inhumane. Basically, there's, you know, two ways to do it. One, you're capturing them in the wild, and they're getting caught in leg hole traps where it pierces their skin, sometimes with teeth, sometimes with blunt force, where they gnaw their own limbs off, and they can die from extreme weather. And it can be several days before someone comes and actually kills them off. Or they're raised on a farm. And farm may sound nice, but it's not. We've seen these places. And they are small little enclosures, little cages, where they stand on wire mesh floors in their own excrement all the time, and then to only die by either anal electrocution or some other cruel method. It's so unnecessary. This is a statement about fashion. And faux fur is such important fashion and beautiful fashion. Without the cruelty.
Well, and the terrible things you were just describing, what kind of animals are we talking about here?
We're talking about minks, chinchilla, fox, so many animals. And these are all pretty small animals. And imagine how many lives are lost just to make one full-length coat. It's entirely unnecessary.
I was outside of a Canada Goose store recently, and there was a protest going on. Because apparently the fur trim that lines the hoods of those jackets come from wild coyotes.
Exactly. These are coyotes that are trapped in the wild, where, as I said, they get caught in. It captures them usually in one of their legs, and they can stay there for several days, exposed to the elements, exposed to other animals who might attack them. And again, some gnaw their own limbs off just to get away. There is nothing humane about that or glamorous.
Still, according to figures from the International Fur Federation, the fur industry is now worth $40 billion. Why is it still used as much as it is around the world?
Well, actually, the stats that we have show an 18% decrease from that number. So that $40 billion is not what it is today. It's closer to $33 billion. It's coming down, and it'll continue to come down. Designer after designer, Queen Elizabeth, don't want to be associated with this industry anymore. And it's really exciting to see these changes.
Now, how do you feel about faux fur? You say that it's a much better alternative, even though you're still acting like you're wearing the fur of an animal.
Well, I think there are a lot of things that, people wear leopard print, cotton materials, other things. Animals are beautiful. Their real fur is most beautiful on their own backs. It's okay if we try to copy, but not take it off their backs.
So what's the next target that you have at the Humane Society of the United States? Now that California has passed this law, where are you going to look next?
Well, we work all over the world on this. And in fact, we just did an investigation with our UK office in Finland, because that is a large supplier of fur for Europe. And so we showed the gruesome scenarios on these farms. But we'll continue to work with designers. All the top designers have gone fur-free. It's so amazing to work with them. Gucci, Prada, Coach, Armani, the list is endless. There are some that haven't yet, but I think it's only a matter of time. We would love Valentino to go fur-free. Dior, Louis Vuitton, these ones have not yet, but I think it's only a matter of time. Consumers don't want products that are cruelly produced.
Kitty Buck, if we were not talking about the fur trade and fur as a business in fashion, what's the biggest thing on your plate right now at the Humane Society?
We have so many things happening, and it's actually a really exciting time. In Congress, both in the House and the Senate, we got a unanimous passage of a federal ban on animal cruelty. And now that's sitting on the PACT Act, and that's sitting on the president's desk for signature. We're looking to introduce the Humane Cosmetic Act. This would eliminate unnecessary testing on animals for cosmetic products. So a lot happening, and it's a really, really exciting time.
A lot of testing on animals of cosmetic products go on right now?
It does. And it is shameful. It's unnecessary. There are so many products that have been in common usage that do not need to be tested on animals. And these animals, it's put in their eyes, it's put on their skin, and at the end of these tests, they're killed. And there are so many alternatives out there, better models for discovering whether or not something's going to be impactful on a human. So it's something that it just has to stop.
And closer to home, a lot of people in this country, they want to have pets of their own, and they might go out and try to find them. And oftentimes they're told, well, don't get the pet from that place because that's a puppy mill, or don't get the pet from this place. What would your advice be to just ordinary Americans who are out there looking for pets and want to do it in the right way?
It's a great question, and thank you for asking, especially as we come into the holidays. Pets are amazing. They are a part of our life. There is a bond between our animals and humans that's just indescribable. But what you want to do is adopt and not shop. We have a number of campaigns against stores selling puppies. They're getting them from puppy mills, and we've done multiple investigations into Petland where we show the conditions of the animals. And in fact, it's so sad because a lot of these puppies they adopt are really sick, and how sad for a family that brings an animal home. So go to your local shelter. There are so many great groups. There are rescue groups. And if you do go to a breeder, make sure it's a responsible breeder. Demand to see how the animals are raised, where they're kept. Don't ever take an animal, buy an animal over the internet, and do not buy a dog from a pet store. As cute as they are in the window, there's too much suffering behind that.
That is Kitty Block, President and CEO of the Humane Society of the United States. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much. Take care.